All right, so we are recording now. And Ike, why don't you just explain to me a little bit about where the city's at with that old prison property right now?
Well, right now, we're still working with the EPA and the state environmental as far as some underground tanks that were left behind with the old facility, and there's still some monitoring and some testing that needs to be done. We've been doing that for about the last 8 months, and the test results came back, and the state recommended some further testing. So we're initiating that. It could go as long as another full year, but it depends upon, you know, the test results. It could be, you know, completed hopefully by the end of this year so that we can find out what mitigation needs to take place and then accomplish that.
And please forgive me, I don't really understand what these tests are trying to find out.
Well, a lot of times fuel tanks leak out, you know, lead and different type of, you know, poisonous materials such as arsenic and other things. And so that's, you know, what they're looking at. They're also looking at the water table under the ground and, you know, how much water flows in that area and what direction does it go in and how high is it to the surface, so that if there's residential housing in that area, and that's what we're projecting, that it would not come to the top and that children, you know, could, you know, they're very vulnerable at, you know, the young age to getting dirt and such in their mouths, and, you know, you could get lead poisoning and cancers, you know, type of diseases.
All right. And these tanks that are on the property, how big are they? How many are there?
I believe there's two, and I don't know exactly the size. If I were to guess, they're between 1,000 and 2,000-gallon tanks that are buried beneath the ground, probably between, you know, 6 and 10 feet below the ground.
Okay. And how much are these tests costing the city?
Well, so far we haven't spent any money. This has been through a grant through the EPA, and right now we're looking at about another $1,000 in engineering testing.
All right, and if the tests come back clean or dirty, like what would happen in either situation?
Sometimes the mitigation means removing the tanks and the dirt and replacing it with clean dirt. Sometimes it just might mean just removing the dirt. And then there's other things that might require, but those are generally the two recommendations.
I understand. Well, Ike, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should discuss on this matter?
Well, we're in the process here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to close all the windows on the facility with wood so that we can protect the building. And we've got a couple of buildings that collapsed, and we're going to get that rubble removed from the site. And we're just trying to preserve the building and, you know, keep it as clean as possible. I know it's been frustrating for people because this is, I think it was evacuated about 5 years ago. So it's been a long process, but, you know, we have to go by the, you know, the federal guidelines. But hopefully in the next year we can break ground on this new project with the contractor out of St. Joe.
And I'm sorry, will you review one more time what that project is for me?
Right now it's planned as, you know, apartments, residential apartments. And so they take historical buildings and renovate those and convert them while still keeping the historical integrity of the building. So that's what this contractor specializes in, and so that's what the plans are.
All right. Well, anything else you think we should talk about?
No, I think that's it.